Well, hello, fellas. Now I've cracked some beer open, because it's a weekend. And it's given me the courage to tell you that I was talking to a couple of femmons the other day. These were kind of youngish femmons, but not real young. And talking to them, I know it was taking a chance, but I went ahead anyway. And I just asked the question like you do, why do you feel you're so entitled? As femmons never give a straight answer, do they? But at first I got the impression it was because they can have a baby. And I said, well, following those type of rules, then you would only be entitled when you're a breeding age. Then when you've finished being able to have babies, say all your eggs are done, then the entitlement should end. But of course that didn't go down too well. Then we discussed a few other things, but basically I got the impression that femmons just think they're entitled right from birth till the day they die, whether they have a baby or not. And neither one of them can give me the reason why they think they're entitled. They just are. Bah, femmon logic. And of course, of all this complaining and moaning how they were so hard done by for the last 50 years or more, then the moaning is getting louder and louder. Of course, the truth be known, they've been entitled all that time. You see, the thing is, if they're all victims and so oppressed, then how come they act so entitled everywhere? You can't have it both ways, although femmons think they can. All throughout time, femmons have never been happy, never been satisfied. They've always wanted more. And the truth is, they'll never be satisfied. And because lots of men aren't bothering with these entitled femmons, they're marrying themselves. And you'd think with a person that's so selfish and thinks so much of themselves, marrying themselves would be just wonderful. But even those ones aren't really happy and complaining as well. For those men out there who try to appease their femmons and their wants, you will never be able to, because it will never be enough. And if you think about it, the Western women have mostly got everything they wanted. And are the Western women happy? Of course not. Of course, all the femmons, even through my age, have been entitled and acted entitled, although the modern femmon is taking the piss. So the femmons in my era felt that they were just as entitled as the modern femmon. In their minds, they just didn't show it so much. Femmon is the same as a brand, and many years ago the brand was quite good. Well, at least the advertisements were. And usually in those days you had to marry the femmon to sample the goods and to see how much of a shit show it was. But femmons today are doing men a favour. They're destroying their own brand. They're defacing themselves with a load of tats. So even if they are attractive in some way, you can't see it. They cake on the fake-up so much, they hide any slight attractiveness they may have naturally. And this, of course, is nothing more attractive to a man than seeing a cow with a ring in it. A femmon with a ring in its nose. Then, of course, there's the attitude. And they're saving so many men's lives because these men don't get involved with them in the first place. So in some respects, we should be thankful for the way the femmons are acting nowadays. And especially on TikTok and other sites like that. You have femmons saying, look how beautiful I am. I will let you have sex. And these are the hoops you have to jump through. There's no real mention of a relationship or partners or feelings in any way. Femmons are really in need of a rebranding because they're scaring the customers away. And I love it. Don't you? Time for another beer. Take it easy. She looks nice. What do you want?
Everything.
Come to think of it, she isn't that nice.